بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the hadith that we read, where Hazrat Yusha ibn Nun, sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam, made jihad against a certain locality. And in there we read that he gave advices that those people who cannot be totally dedicated should not join them. From there we learned that a person, in all our ibadat, in our deen, we must make it our priority and we must have full dedication. Then that is when we will get the full benefit of deen and not do it by the way. For example, we go for Umrah and actually our niyat is some shopping or something else, or just for a break we are going. So by the way, we are doing Umrah also. That should not be the case. But it should be with that full dedication. Every other ibadat also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this, the Rasul, that is messenger, or that was referred to in this hadith, is Yusha ibn Nun. He disallowed certain types of people from joining him in jihad because their hearts were engrossed in other activities, thereby hindering their effectiveness in the battlefield. And any one person also whose niyat is not true and correct, it will have an effect on that whole jamaat also, on that whole group, whatever their mission, their work is, whether it is namaz, whether it is some mashura taking place and somebody hasn't got that full dedication, it will have an effect on everyone. He recognized that those whose hearts were free of diversions could envision sincere martyrdom and would be steadfast and enthusiastic in pursuing their objective. In the jihad, those people who were that sincere and whose object would be martyrdom, that is, they are going to give their lives, not just going for jihad and then hoping to return again and enjoy again life or carry on with life as it is, but that they went there with the sole need of becoming martyrs, of giving their lives. So such dedication when there is, then the fruit of it also comes accordingly. In a similar manner, ulama have written that if one is extremely hungry, then before proceeding for salah, he should eat so that his mind is not diverted from Allah Ta'ala. If a person has got any need before salah, like for example, he's very hungry, the ruling is he should eat a little bit first so that in his salah his mind just does not go to the food all the time and just that he rushes through his salah and that he can go and eat, but that he can devote his mind fully to the salah. Similarly, if a person has got a need to go to the toilet, then also he shouldn't suppress that need and just rush through his namaz and then after that go and relieve himself. But rather he should relieve himself first so that he could devote himself mentally, psychologically to his salah and perform the salah as it is. And this is what the whole of deen, we should devote ourselves in that way. And especially with regard to namaz and other particular ibadat, we should be devoting ourselves totally. It was the procedure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the messengers of Allah to gather all the booty after a battle. The previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, it was in their shariat and their deen, and it was their practice that after a battle, then all the booty that they had acquired from that, they would gather it. And then a fire from the skies would come and consume it, burn it. And that was a sign of acceptance of the jihad. It was an indication that no misappropriation of the booty had occurred. That is, the niyat also were correct and the booty nobody had taken from there, and it was given all to Allah Ta'ala. And the jihad, we can see from this also, was not to acquire the booty of war, but it was solely for martyrdom. A speciality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that booty is made halal for this ummah to utilize. This is also amongst the very many other favors of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah. The one great favor also that Allah made the ghanaim, that is the booty, the spoils of war, Allah made it halal. And not only halal, but one of that halal which has got lot of barakat in it. And but there also the niyat must not be the booty. Anyone who goes for jihad, his niyat must not be the booty. The niyat must be to raise up the name of Allah, A'la'i kalimatullah, so that the deen of Allah reigns supreme. And the niyat must be martyrdom, to go and gain martyrdom. From this we can see to give one's life for Allah Ta'ala is very meritorious in Islam, and that a person should be prepared to sacrifice his everything for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and in return what a person will get we cannot imagine. Yeah, in this world also everyone, we might be ourselves frightened to become shaheed, but everyone speaks very honorably and greatly about the shuhada, and we take their names with great reverence and great respect and honor. So in this world also Allah gives that honor, and actually the honor which will be in the akhirat, a person cannot imagine, it will be extremely great. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this true spirit of Islam and then to practice accordingly also.